This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Facebook has a new thing it's doing. It's testing a line of what are being called reactions emoji, sort of a counterpoint to the like button, if you will. There's no real dislike button, but users in Ireland and Spain can express themselves by choosing among a red-faced angry emoji, a sad face, a ha-ha face, and a couple of others with which to comment on their friends' posts. The more insecure among us might have a hard time stomaching all that feedback, hello, but as Sally Herships reports, marketers are primed for us to tell them how we really feel.
Just being liked isn't good enough anymore. Marketers want to see a full range of our emotions.
Thumbs up emoticon for this, or maybe yay even.
Wally Krantz is with Landor, an international branding firm.
There's a lot of things I might not just like because that's not getting my point across.
He says take one of his relatives who commented on a picture he posted in his feed yesterday.
And she said, Wally, I love the pictures that you post, but this one is boring. But what I thought was interesting was that she actually was moved to comment on it. And I think that's what people are going to find value in.
Krantz says Facebook users will be more inclined to respond if they have a richer way to express themselves. With Facebook tallying those reactions, marketers will be able to better target their ads. That could lead to more sales for Facebook and ways to get more relevant content to users. More emotional information, like a sad face, could also keep advertisers from showing up where they don't belong. Eric Meyer, a web designer, lost his young daughter last year and wrote a blog post calling for design changes on Facebook. It went viral.
Pampers would not want to have their ads put on a post about, you know, somebody who, you know, just had a miscarriage, and they say something about how they were really looking forward to changing diapers and now they're not going to get that chance.
Scott Galloway teaches marketing at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says all feedback on content is useful to companies.
And then you can make an adult decision around whether you want to stop putting it out there.
Which is exactly what Facebook is doing with its new emojis, finding out how Irish and Spanish users feel about them. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.